On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU volleyball team at home this weekend. Freshman Kelsey Crawford, our guest from Wadena. How's the season gone so far for you?
It's gone really good. At the beginning, it was a little bit of a struggle, but now every game it's a step forward, so it's getting really exciting.
How much easier is the transition from high school volleyball to college volleyball when you've got two of your high school teammates on the team with you?
I think a lot easier because coming into the first day of practice, we're all really nervous, so we all had each other. So I think it's been really nice to have a face that you know on the court all the time.
I'm sure you've been asked this a million times. I'll make this a million and one. As a town, it's not that big. I hate to say that devastation can be a good thing, but did it not bring the town together even more closely knit?
It did. We went to state 2 years, my sophomore and junior year, and we had a pretty good crowd. But our senior year after the tornado, our entire town was at the XL, and it was really nice to look up in the stands and see all blue and gold. And our gym was packed every single game, so I think it really did bring everyone closer together.
It's my understanding that there are a bunch of Wadena people, Wadena kids that have come to school here, not just the three of you on the volleyball team, but why is Bemidji a good fit in your mind?
A lot of our friends, actually 11, came here. And a lot of them are really into hunting and fishing, so I think we all kind of drew towards here. And the three of us clearly wanted volleyball, but I think that Wadena and Bemidji kind of resemble each other in the hunting and fishing, and it's just a smaller community, so I think that's why.
On the court, how big of a difference is it from high school to college?
Really big. Everyone's bigger, everyone's faster, everyone's stronger, so it's really made me step up my game, and I think it's fun, though.
What's it like playing this competition night in and night out?
It's really intimidating. Every game you're playing a nationally ranked opponent, so you really have to go in there with the right mindset and have all your stuff together.
The program is headed in the right direction, but you guys still have the moral victories, quote-unquote, which you maybe had two of last week. You were able to get a game out of both of those. Got to take baby steps, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think every single game has been a good step. Like, we lost to Moorhead, but it was a good step, and then we beat Crookston. That was a really big step. And the last weekend, we took a game from Mankato and Marshall. So I think every game is just getting better and better.
Not that any match is any easier, but when you look at the schedule and you don't see numbers, meaning rankings for your opponents this weekend, it's got to make you feel a little bit better, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's exciting. No matter if people have rankings or not, everyone in this conference is really good, so we can't overlook anyone. So I think we're going in with the same mindset that it is like Concordia St. Paul that we're playing this weekend.
As a player, has your role changed any now compared to what you were asked to do in high school?
In high school, I was a really big leader, and so I think I'm still trying to be, even as a freshman. I'm not as much, clearly, but I think I'm still trying to play a good role on the team.
Everybody wants to play more. You all right? You happy with your playing time so far?
Yeah, I'm really happy with it. It's all going good.
How close of a close-knit group are you guys as a team?
I think we're really close. I was hoping that we would be, kind of like our high school team was just a big family, and that's exactly what it is here, too.
When you're on the court, when you are close, you know what everybody's going to do, and it makes the game a little easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, at first it was kind of a struggle because everyone was new and no one knew how each other played, but now it's getting better and better every game.
Have you had a hard time adjusting to college life with everything that you have to do aside from playing volleyball?
It's been okay. At first I was kind of stressed out, but now I'm kind of getting the hang of it.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU volleyball team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.